last fall, in fact, on Veterans Day or right around Veterans Day, OPM and the White House actually announced a new veterans initiative that's, you know, focused on getting agencies to look proactively at recruiting veterans. And I think that's actually, you know, really in part the issue. Veterans have always been a significant portion of the federal workforce. In FY 2008, roughly 26%, a little over 25% of all federal employees were vets. That's a fairly significant percentage. If you look at across the civilian workforce, it's about 8%. So again, a lot of vets in federal government. The initiative really focused on ensuring that, again, if government's going to have the best talent, let's actually proactively seek out the best talent. Let's not simply wait for it to come to us.
Well, and I think sometimes we forget about the breadth of issues that the military deals with. It's not just warfighters. There's all sorts of talent there across all sorts of different fields.
That's exactly right. And I think, you know, certainly in, you know, veterans preference applies within the competitive service.
Now, is that a requirement or is it just a you'd like to do it and they're given preference, but they don't have to have, it's not like small business set aside kind of thing.
That's exactly right, which is agencies have to give veterans a preference if they're the best qualified for the position. You don't have to hire a veteran though who's not qualified for the position, but again, if they're the best qualified. So, you know, it's easy then for federal agencies to sit back and say, well, you know what? Veterans' preference is actually a hindrance to us. What we really have to do is change the dichotomy a little bit and say, how do you ensure that you're attracting the best veterans? Part of that is not unlike when we talk about bringing talent in at the entry level from colleges or universities or the more experienced level talent, is helping that talent translate their skills, helping them understand where the opportunities are and to translate their skills. So, Chris, to your earlier point about not everyone in the military is on the front lines in a warfighting situation. But even if you are, how do you translate the skills that you've got from your military service to the skills and experience that a federal agency is looking for a particular job? So think about the convoys that carry supplies from point A to point B. That organization, that ability to get the supplies there, the ability to keep on task, those all may be very great skill sets, the same skill sets, in fact, that you might need in an acquisition or a procurement shop within federal government. But again, how do you make that transition? How do you help translate those skills? We need to collectively do a much better job at helping vets translate their skills to find the jobs that they are truly qualified for and ensure that, in fact, the best veterans are, in fact, given every opportunity to find a job in the federal government.
What are some of the hindrances? Why does this end up being complex? Why does this, it seems part one of the issues is some of these folks are injured and so you have to do workarounds, but that can be done.
Absolutely can be done and should be done. And the workaround is the easy piece. Again, I think a lot of it is much like any other type of talent that we're trying to attract, which is there's that information and knowledge gap that exists. And it really is at play for the entire rest of the society.
Yeah.
So you think about government, well, I manage supply chain within the U.S. Army. Huh. There's no opportunities for me to manage a supply chain of cargo vehicles bringing supplies and materials from point A to point B in Afghanistan. Well, that may be true, but what's the supply chain that's actually necessary in procuring goods or services for X agency? Again, you know, one small example, but I think helping them identify the opportunities that are available to them and how they translate their skills. I think if you talk to any veterans group or anybody coming out of the military or even recruiting for the military, you say, what's one of the areas that frequently comes to the top of the list? Leadership. I've managed people. I've managed people under tight situations. Well, you know what? You may not have managed them on X projects, but you've managed people. How do you talk about that skill in your resume, in your application for a federal job that translates to your ability to manage and effectively lead.
And sometimes it might be getting folks on the vets to think, okay, hold on, I was doing this. How is that skill applicable in other instances?
Chris, I think that's exactly right. When we look at bringing talent in, and certainly the same thing applies to the veterans community, is this isn't all in government. Some of it has to be on the job seeker as well. What resources, though, or programs or processes do we have in place that can help the vets more effectively understand where the jobs are, where their own interests? A lot of times you and I talk about the mission of the organization as well. So it's not simply a skill set match, but where is the mission of the agency in alignment with their own personal objectives and their sense of contribution as well? We need to do a better job proactively doing that. Agencies need to do a better job of proactively doing that. There's a couple of agencies that are there are several agencies that obviously.
That's what I was. Are there some cases in point that folks doing a really good job of it? And what do they do?
Yeah, there's actually a component within the Department of Treasury, which is really their Inspector General for Treasury's office, is actually working to proactively go out and work with transition assistance programs on military bases. So folks who are coming back from and transitioning out of the military, they're doing some work right now to say, here's how you need to translate your skills in your resume. Here's how you need to talk about your experience. Here's the type of people that we're looking for. So they're not simply doing this. They're actually doing it twofold. Certainly one is they want to make sure that they're getting the best talent that's coming out of the federal out of the military into their component at Treasury. But similarly, they want to make sure that they're positioning vets to best talk about their experiences and their backgrounds in any type of job situation.
But right now, it's predominantly VA and DOD. I think it is, by and large, the lion's share of folks are going to those two agencies.
Absolutely, and yeah. In part because, again, from that mission standpoint, they understand the mission of those two organizations.
So I think it's easier for the vet to say, oh, I understand how I fit in there. I get that. It's almost, you almost have to sell them. Okay, yeah, it's not exactly what you were doing, but these skills apply to the work we're doing.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right. So, again, this isn't all that different, Chris, from a lot of the conversations we've had about how you attract experienced level folks. And in fact, I think the caravans of supplies are a good example. You've got somebody in supply chain management for a Fortune 500 company who's looking to get into government and isn't hired because they can't translate those skills. Well, again, pretty similar to some of the stuff that you have to do in an acquisition procurement shop. Agencies need to better describe the type of skills that they're looking for through their job announcement process. Proactively reach these candidates, not simply wait for them to come to you. And then thirdly, we need to do a better job of helping to educate and inform the job seeker themselves about the opportunities that exist.